Or 51551 for your text now. Lovely photographs in loads of the papers today. One on the cover of the Irish Times, then there's one on the Examiner's front page, and then there's one inside the Independent, loads more, of Valentia Lighthouse, which has reopened for visitors for the first time since September. In one of the pictures is Ted Kennedy holding a ladder as the lighthouse gets a lick of paint and a sprucing up. Ted's a former lighthouse keeper himself, having spent 30 years of his life keeping the coastline of Ireland safe, and he's on the line now. How are you doing, Ted?
Not too bad, Ray.
Good to talk to you.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. Yeah. So it's more than just reopening. There's more to it, is there now?
There is. It's high tech, I suppose, would be the best word.
Yeah.
In so far is that there was a group from Cork. They were a Merriam Media company, and they put a lot of eco signs in and so on for children, for. In the line of
so it's interactive now, and it's sort of like an interpretive centre. It's a beautiful location. Of course, most lighthouses are in beautiful locations. How many lighthouses have we got around the coast?
There's 32, but of course there's a lot of buoys as well, markers, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And how many have you worked in over the years?
I worked in the majority of them, I suppose, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But the when I was a young fella, we went from one lighthouse to another lighthouse every so often when there was a vacancy, you know.
Mm.
But when I got on appointed to Slinehead in Galway, well then I was doing them 6 weeks on and a fortnight off.
Okay, and a lot of the lighthouses you're delivered out in a boat.
By a chopper.
A chopper? Oh, excuse me.
Yes, A chopper, right.
Yeah, most of them would have some place that the chopper can land. You don't have to...
Yeah, they all have helipads on
them. Yes, right, okay. And then, describe to me then the life of a lighthouse keeper. And I know back in the day before they were automatic that you had to take care of the big bulb. But apart from that, like, was it a boring life?
No, it wasn't. In my young days, there was little jobs around, you know, and the old uniform job was a fairly secure job.
Yeah, yes, of course.
So I went into the Irish Lights as a secure career. And then, of course, they looked after me body and soul. Insofar as they would, if I had a sore toe even, they would send the doctor to me or take me to the doctor.
Right.
You know, and they take me to the church on Sunday as well. So,
would they?
Yes, yes.
A helicopter come out and collect you and bring you to Mass?
You had headland stations, such as Mizzenhead and Galleyhead.
Yeah.
They supplied a minibus to go out on Sunday morning, take us to Mass.
Galleyhead's a lovely place, isn't it? And would you have stayed in the lightkeeper's house there?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
I did. I stayed there. But I was kind of a cute Kerry man. I went for to get house loans. So I built my own house in Dublin, and I got house loans from them. And if you wanted to, you could live on their houses as well, you know.
Ah, right.
Yes. So
You better not tell them what you did. Keep that a secret. which would be your favourite one, Ted?
I would say the fastness was the time went the fastest in the fastness. You know.
And is that because there was more traffic passing by?
Quite true, yes. Yeah. That was one part of it. And then, you had a complete view around as well. You weren't.
That's spectacular there, isn't it? How far is that from land?
It's 3 miles from Cape Clear.
Right, okay. Is it the most southerly? It's the most southerly point in Ireland, is it?
It would be the last. They was called the teardrop when they were going to America. The last light they saw from Ireland.
Right. So a lot of people would have very emotional memories attached to Fastnet.
That's right.
And how long were you on Fastnet?
I spent a total of 6 years.
Right.
And on there. With my month on duty and my month off duty.
And how did that affect family life? Were we single at the time?
No. I got married in 71.
Yeah.
So I had to leave my poor wife, even though she was a Dubliner as well. I had to leave for at home, and I hid off for my 4 weeks on duty.
And then when children arrived?
Same thing. Had to be lucky to be home for certain things, you know, confirmations and things like that. But I retired kind of as I knew the job was coming to an end. And I saw an opening for the minibus business, so I retired in 91 and I started the minibus company.
Aha, right.
You know.
There's that lovely book, I mentioned it, I think, a few weeks ago, Roger O'Reilly. He has done graphic pictures of all the lighthouses around the country. So on one page you get that, they're lovely, you can buy them as posters as well. And then on the other page it gives you the facts and figures about the lighthouse, you know, the height, when it was built, etc. You probably all have all that in your head. Probably encyclopedic. Not quite.
It would be hard to keep it all in the head, you know.
So I know that you can get, I always get the mix up, Malin and Mizzen. The one in down south is Mizzen, isn't it?
Mizzenhead, yes.
You can go into that, can't you?
You can, yes. Yeah. There's an interpreter
centre
as well,
and Valencia. And how many of the others can you go into?
You can go into the galley. And
yes.
Of course,
you can stay
in
the galley, can't you? I stayed in the galley there a number of years ago.
And Loophead.
Loophead, of course, yes.
And of course, Wicklow Head.
Yeah, and then you can go into Hook as well. Hook is lovely, yeah.
That's right. I would know all the attendants there as well. Merriam up in Wicklow, and you know, the Tweedies in the Hook.
Yeah,
you know.
Do you know you can stay in that? There are two lighthouses in Wicklow. On the roughly, they're about what? They're a few hundred meters apart, are they?
That's right.
Yeah, I stayed in the one that's inland a bit.
It's the Trust, yeah.
Yeah, the Trust. And it's a mad thing because the living quarters are up at the top. And if you're going out for a walk, you know, you come down all the steps and then you go, I forgot my hat. You have to go back up.
Yes.
So it's some experience. I'd recommend it to people. And it's something if you're, you know, if you're courting and you want to impress the other half, that staying in one of those or down in Galley, if they're available to you, I would highly recommend them because they're just unusual places to stay, aren't they, Ted?
Oh, they are terrific, yes. They're also in the north of Ireland, St. John's Point.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
In
Donegal, is it?
No, St. John's Point.
Oh, I'm thinking of Charles's Point. That's in Donegal, isn't
yes,
it?
Yeah, yes, yeah. And you have Blackhead as well then.
Yeah. Ted, before I let you go, how do you think, you know, because they're amazing structures, aren't they? They're just so amazing. And then they have to be able to hold off all that battering by the various oceans around, you know, the Atlantic Ocean, the Irish Sea and all that. They're amazing places. How do you think it's affected you as a person working in the lighthouses through your life?
To be working in the lighthouses, I suppose you need patience.
Yeah.
As well as being, you know, cooperative with your teammate.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, you did your 4 hours on duty and you did 8 hours off duty. And even though you're still in the building when you were on duty for the 28 days. So I think it made me a better person, all right, you know. But then again, I have to say.
No, I think I think you've put your finger on there with the patience. Because the rest of us are too busy running around. And, of course, when you work in a lighthouse, you can't. You have to, it's sort of, you know, you have to stop.
And yes, that's...
Yeah.
And that happened to follow when he went to the doctor. He said to the doctor, he said, I get a reeling in his head. So the doctor said, and why do you get a reeling in your head? Oh, he said, I'm going around in circles all day, doctor.
that's the plight of a lighthouse keeper. So Valencia Lighthouse reopened and there's new technology in there, interactive and interpretive, and highly recommended from here. And of course, Valencia Island is a lovely visit as well. We were talking about the tetrapod footsteps last week, which are there on the island as well. Ted, great talking to you.
No bother at all.
Right? Okay, mind yourself. Stay safe.
Take care of yourself.
Bye now. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.